A few weeks ago, in the attic of our house, my father found a soldier's diary. It's a diary of the Great War, World War One, and this soldier's life.
Yes, and so for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about diaries. So, Jackie, this diary, it's 100 years old.
I know, amazing. Britain joined the war, as you know, on August the 4th, 1914. And the diary starts on August the 5th. The soldier writes about leaving England and his activities in France. It's fascinating to read. There's information about the fighting and all the marching backwards and forwards they did, but also the confusion about where to be and what to do. But there are some funny stories as well. It's amazing to read.
So your dad, he found it in his house. So what's the connection with your family then?
Well, we don't know, Richard. We think he was a friend of my great uncle. He also was a soldier in the First World War. Sadly, this soldier died in 1917. He was 25.
Diaries are wonderful stories of history.
Yes, perhaps the first and most famous diary was that of Samuel Pepys.
Famous because he wrote about daily life. I think that was the first time anyone did that. Daily life in London in the 1660s.
Yeah, he writes about his personal life, but there are some historic events that happened during that time.
Big events, yes. The plague, the Great Fire of London.
In 1666.
Exactly, yes.
And during Second World War, Anne Frank, in her diary, she writes about hiding from the Nazis.
Yes, very famous, her time in Holland.
Now, Richard, you write a diary.
Yes, I do.
When did you start?
Many, many years ago. I think when I started travelling. I think it was like a record of my travels.
So a long time ago?
A long, long time ago.
And how often do you write?
Every day.
Really? Really?
I try to do it every day.
And what do you write about? Just events of the day?
Mainly anything, really. What I'm feeling, what the weather's like, what I've done that day. And just notes, really, what I've got to do the following day, even.
Do you write about world events?
Sometimes, yes. Right. I do include those in the diary, yes. Football matches, anything that comes into my mind.
And why do you write a diary?
I think it's a history of what's happening. It's.
Do you think writing the diary helps you to remember what happens to you every day?
Exactly, and I think that's the main reason that I write it, so I can remember important events in my life and not so important events.
So diaries are fascinating things, aren't they?
They are.
I'm really looking forward to reading the rest of this soldier's diary and finding out more about World War One.
And finding out who this soldier is.
Yeah, it's a great mystery. A few weeks ago, in the attic of our house, my father found a soldier's diary. It's a diary of the Great War, World War One, and this soldier's life.
Yes, and so for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about diaries. So, Jackie, this diary, it's 100 years old.
I know, amazing. Britain joined the war, as you know, on August the 4th, 1914. And the diary starts on August the 5th. The soldier writes about leaving England and his activities in France. It's fascinating to read. There's information about the fighting and all the marching backwards and forwards they did, but also the confusion about where to be and what to do. But there are some funny stories as well. It's amazing to read.
So your dad, he found it in his house. So what's the connection with your family then?
Well, we don't know, Richard. We think he was a friend of my great-uncle. He also was a soldier in the First World War. Sadly, this soldier died in 1917. He was 25.
Diaries are wonderful stories of history.
Yes, perhaps the first and most famous diary was that of Samuel Pepys.
Famous because he wrote about daily life. I think that was the first time anyone did that. Daily life in London in the 1660s.
Yeah, he writes about his personal life, but there are some historic events that happened during that time.
Big events, yes. The plague, the Great Fire of London.
In 1666.
Exactly, yes.
And during Second World War, Anne Frank, in her diary, she writes about hiding from the Nazis.
Yes, very famous, her time in Holland.
Now, Richard, you write a diary.
Yes, I do.
When did you start?
Many, many years ago. I think when I started travelling. I think it was like a record of my travels.
So a long time ago?
A long, long time ago.
And how often do you write?
Every day.
Really?
I try to. I try to do it every day.
And what do you write about? Just events of the day?
Mainly anything, really. What I'm feeling, what the weather's like, what I've done that day. And just notes, really, what I've got to do the following day, even.
Do you write about world events?
Sometimes, yes. Right. I do include those in the diary, yes. Football matches. anything that comes into my mind.
And why do you write a diary?
I think it's a history of what's happening. It's
Do you think writing the diary helps you to remember what happens to you every day?
Exactly. And I think that's the main reason that I write it. So I can remember important events in my life and not so important events.
So diaries are fascinating things, aren't they?
They are.
I'm really looking forward to reading the rest of this soldier's diary and finding out more about World War One.
And finding out who this soldier is.
Yes, a great mystery.